Mary Williams, 12/14/73. Today is 10/2/23. Miss Williams, a 49-year-old woman, separated, lives in a house in a rented room, has four children and three grandkids. She's a smoker. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's currently in hospice because of end-stage COPD. She's motor-dependent, uses a nebulizer on a regular basis, period. She also has a history of failed back, has had five back surgeries, knee surgeries, two C-sections. The records do not indicate, but patient tells me that at Oak Street Health, a few months before placement in the hospital, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she refused any treatment and or including radiation or chemotherapy or surgery at that time. Patient also tells me she used to weigh 280 pounds. Now she weighs around 170, period. She's a registered nurse but retired for some time. Allergy, Motrin, social smoking, continues to smoke, doesn't want to use oxygen because she wants to continue to smoke. Doesn't drink alcohol, surgery, five back surgery, three knee surgeries, two C-section, oral surgery, gallbladder surgery, kidney stone surgery, COVID immunization, none, review of system, O2 dependency, weak, abdominal pain, knee pain, back pain, decreased appetite, blood pressure increased, secondary to pain, nausea, decreased appetite, muscle wasting, weight loss from 280 to 180, continues to lose weight. Family history, mom died of pancreatic cancer, dad has diabetes. Medication includes O2, nebulizer with albuterol, 2.5, clonidine 0.1 milligram twice a day, Zyprexa 10 milligram once a day, Elanzapram, E-L-E-N-Z-A-P-R-A-M, dose not known, Dilaudid 4 milligram TID, oxycodone 30 milligram extended release BID. Used to be on Lyrica, but she's off the Lyrica. Gabapentin 600 TID, Valium 10 milligram BID, Advair 2 puffs twice a day. Period assessment, 49-year-old woman with the end-stage COPD with a possible history of pancreatic cancer, which could be responsible for patient's weight loss. There's no doubt she's in pain. She's currently on Dilaudid and oxycodone, period. Knee paragraph, weight, abdominal pain. We'll get records from Oak Street Health regarding pancreatic cancer. Nevertheless, she's not interested in any workup. X number constipation has been an issue. Patient was on Senna and Miralax with good response. Next number, weakness. Patient requires aides and nurses to care for her on a regular basis. Next number needs a lot of help with ADL. Next number, anxiety and bipolar disorder, hence the medications that was discussed above, including Zyprexa. Next number, Zyprexa usually causes significant weight gain. With the weight loss, and with the weight loss that she's experiencing, this is related to her end-stage condition. Next number. Essential hypertension, next one is pupillary edema, next one is muscle weakness, next one is insomnia, next one is generalized anxiety disorder. And then let me look. So go back to medications and put that Zyprexa/Olanzapine, O-L-A-N-Z-A-P-I-N-E. They're both the same medication. 10 milligram at bedtime. Thank you.